Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Today, I would love to start with a guitar that deserves every praise in the world. It's made by one of the most famous guitar makers worldwide, Enrico Bottelli. And Enrico Bottelli is from Italy, and I guess he's with Andrea Tacchi and Gabriele Lodi. He belongs to the three most famous Italian guitar makers. Every guitar made by Enrico Bottelli has something unique, and every guitar has a little specification or decoration which makes that guitar different than the previous guitar. The guitar that we have today is brand new, exclusively built for Zika's Guitars, and this guitar is from 2026. I mean, it's brand new, and it has the number 321. As you can see, this guitar is not overloaded with decorations, but what he did and what he has used makes this guitar very elegant looking. And as you can see, we have snake wood on the purflings of the guitar, but also on the sides of the guitar. You can see it, but also on the back of the guitar. So it's a path which is going through the whole guitar. And we have super high quality spruce top and wenge, back and sides. One of my favorite woods. Also a little decoration on the headstock of the guitar. And this guitar is called Armonia Nigra. It's beautiful, but I don't want to reduce this guitar only to its aesthetics. The sound of this instrument is very special. I'll just keep playing. The sound of the trebles of this guitar are second to none. It's singing, it has a very long sustain, and the vibratos work so well. It has something from a cello. And what I also noticed, I don't know if Enrico Bottelli did this on purpose, or if it's just a result of the construction, that the first string is slightly brighter than the other strings and slightly louder, which is very, very important, in my honest opinion, because many pieces are written in a way that the melody line is on the first string, and it will be very helpful if the first string of a guitar is slightly more present. Thank you. elegance pure. I mean, it's pure elegance. It's like, this is like a person who is talking and everyone wants to listen to. The way this person is talking and explaining things. This is how I can describe the sound of this guitar. Last piece. I mean, congratulations to the person who will own this guitar soon. It's going to be a lot of joy to play on this instrument. A guitar made by Enrico Botelli, brand new from 2026. And yeah, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this instrument. And the next guitar is made by the student of Enrico Botelli. I mean, the student sounds like someone who is still learning a lot, but I can tell you Antonio Marchese, who is the builder of this guitar, is building already super high quality, beautiful looking and sounding guitars. This guitar is also brand new from 2026. It has a number 114, and this is a Garcia model made by Antonio Marchese. Wonderful rosette. This is what I noticed straight away. Of course, also inspired by Garcia guitars. And a little decoration on the bridge. We have spruce top and maple back and sides. It's, I would say, very lightweight guitar. And it's built very precisely, clean. I still didn't play any single note on this guitar, and I'm very curious how this guitar performs. Also, wonderful guitar, like the previous guitar of Antonio Marchese. This guitar sounds, it has a slightly boxy sounding character, and, or I would say mapley. The air body frequency of this guitar is very deep, I would say. It might be between E and F. And if if you play the basses, you can feel that all the whole guitar is resonating very strong in the deep notes. And it has a quite fast response. So very fast and hard attack. The sustain is not the longest, but it's also not the idea of this guitar. The idea, I guess, was to have a very responsive sounding guitar, forward going with a slightly boxy sound, which is actually a Garcia character. This is a Garcia model. If you like a slightly dark sound and slightly, yeah, vintage tone, you will love this guitar. Congratulations to Antonio Marchese. But let's play a few tones more on it. So you notice that the basses of this guitar are very present. It's a quiet bassy sounding guitar, but also the first string, again, as the like the Enrico Bottelli guitar, the first string has something brilliant which allows you to play beautiful melodies on the first string, and it helps the player a lot. I will play the first string or the trebles just with one finger, because usually I played with my third, with the A finger, and it might sound, maybe it's my finger which is sounding brighter, but I will play the trebles with only one finger, and you still notice that the first string is slightly more bright and it has a bell-like sound. So it was a guitar made by Antonio Marchese, the Garcia model. And let me know your thoughts on the sound of this instrument. Now let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is a double top guitar made by the Portuguese guitar maker José Marques. And we have had, I think, several guitars made by him already at Zikos Guitars. He's building, as far as I can remember, more modern sounding guitars. I have played also already a few notes on this instrument, and this is a super round and dark and loud sounding double top guitar. So if you are a lover of the modern sound, round, dark, smooth, you will probably love this guitar. And we have also, in terms of construction and build, some modern elements on this guitar, such as the raised fingerboard. We have a sound port, and The guitar comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Well, I would say, let me play a few notes on it and then we will discuss the sound. As you can hear, it's very dark, round, dark. It's like a piano. I mean, you have to like this type of sound. It's completely a different tone than the traditional tone. It's the complete opposite of that. And the response of the guitar is very fast. So the sustain might not be the longest, but the response of the guitar, the tones come out super fast, easily, and the volume of the guitar is high. Feels like the guitar is doing the work for you and you just have to play the right notes. Let me know if you like the sound of this Jose Marquez guitar. Yeah, it's a double top guitar with a modern sound, as I already mentioned. If you like the modern sound, you will like this guitar. Congratulations to him, and let's move to the next guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting. We stay in this path of modern guitars. And this guitar might actually sound even darker than the previous guitar made by Jose Marquez. And this guitar is made by Andreas Madimenos. It's a brand new guitar. It's a very modern built guitar with lattice brace top. We have an armrest, cedar top with oil finishing, and with oven coal back and sides. It's a wood that I see actually rarely, and it's maybe once a year that I review a guitar with this type of wood, and it looks beautiful. And I can tell you, this is probably the heaviest classical guitar that I had in my hands. This is even heavier than a Greg Smallman guitar. I mean, it's very heavy, but the tone will be also heavy, loud, dark, and you will hear it in a bit. And we have also a raised fingerboard. This guitar has the number 76. As I already mentioned, it's brand new. Actually, I would love to see inside of the guitar what he has done. I think he's very innovative guitar luthier. Well, enough talking, let's play on it. Very long sustain. Guitar full of overtones. The whole room will be filled with overtones, and this is also a quality of a lattice braced guitar. And the sound, as you can hear, is very dark, very round and smooth. It's like playing piano. Very pleasant to the ears. Of course, on the other side, this is not the most detailed sounding guitar. You won't be able to follow every tone exactly. But again, this is also not the idea of this guitar. He wanted to build a guitar which is loud, soft sounding, modern sounding, full of overtones, and easy to play. Because it is easy to play. The tones come out easily, the response is very fast. And the sustain is amazing. I mean, it's literally like an electric guitar in terms of sustain. And also the weight of this guitar is like an electric guitar. This guitar will hide the noise of your nails completely. This is what many classical guitarists love. Thank you. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Andreas Madimenos guitar. Again, if you like modern sound, you will probably like this guitar a lot. Yeah, and let's move to the last guitar of this week, which is from 1929. It's an absolutely, I don't know what to say. You will see. The last guitar of this week is made by the one of the most Spanish guitar makers from Madrid, Francisco Simplicio. It was a guitar luthier who inspired many guitar makers of the next generations, and many guitar makers are building Francisco Simplicio replicas and models and homage. And Francisco Simplicio passed away in 1932, and this guitar is made in, or was made in 1929. So it means it was actually one of his last guitars. Francisco Simplicio is the brother of Miguel Simplicio, also a very renowned guitar maker from Spain. And this guitar has the number 266. It comes with beautiful spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And it has, of course, some repairs or repaired cracks, but overall the guitar is in a very good playing condition. And when I was trying out this guitar, I felt super comfortable to play on this guitar because it's from 1929 and it's still a concert relevant instrument. It has actually a character of today modern guitar. It sounds slightly nasal, round and dark, but I don't know, there is some tone, there is a specific tone separation and brilliance in the guitar which is combined with that darkness. It's very difficult to explain. That's why I will stop talking and I will just play. Left. Actually, I don't feel comfortable to play on this guitar because I have so much, how should I say it, respect of this guitar that I try not to make mistakes. Yeah, because I appreciate this guitar so much. I don't know how to put it in words. Anyway, I will continue to play and you will judge the sound at the end. Thank you. help me to describe the sound of this Francisco Simplicio guitar from 1929. It's a very, round and warm sounding guitar. It doesn't sound like a typical Spanish guitar, which is very punchy and bright. This is, it has some modern elements. I'm very curious what you say. Yeah, it was also the last guitar of this week. Please, if you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting, leave a like as usual and let me know which guitar did you like the most. I think, should I say it? I'm kind of between this Simplicio and the Enrico Bottelli guitar. Yeah, it will be one of those two. Well, have a nice weekend and see you next week.